Sidhu sir, partition happened. I would like to know how it got initiated.
Well, it has a long story. But in 1921, there was a different seats fixed for Muslims, Hindus and Sikhs. Mm-hmm. And for Muslim seats, only Muslim can vote. Mm-hmm. And for Hindu seats, only Hindu will vote. And for Sikh seats, only Sikhs will vote. That means they will elect the persons who are very orthodox on each side. And gradually, the things built up and Jinnah started that we can't live with Hindus in majority, so we want to separate Muslim majority areas. That means Punjab, frontier, Sindh and Bengal. So he said there are two nations living in this country based on religion. That was a very strange thing. Yeah. And the things went on from there. And in March 47, started agitation in majority areas in Punjab, Bengal, and Sindh. And Mountbatten was in charge of transferring the power to India. So ultimately, the things went that far. He started agitation. They called us direct action. Mm-hmm. Direct action was to demonstrate the support for Pakistan in Muslim majority areas. And the thing went, the demonstrations went too far. In Bengal, there was a lot of agitation, riots, and even stabbing. Mm-hmm. And in West Punjab, that also happened. Mm. And in Rawalpindi area, yeah, in West Punjab, mm-hmm, they started killing Hindus and Sikhs, and they start leaving that place. And Maharaja of Patiala at that time provided a shelter for those people.
Yeah.
And the British government had no power to control the riots going on, because they have not enough forces to control this. So that was the situation. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, I was studying in Lailpur Agricultural College.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that. How old were you that time?
Well, I was 19 years old. So the thing was that we were living very peacefully, all the host of boys, Muslims, Hindus and Sikhs. Uh-huh. But all of a sudden, the hatred started in March. And they started doubting everything the Muslim says and Hindu says. And that created an atmosphere very different from that what was before. And this was very disturbing.
Of course.
And in June, in spite of the riots going on, Mountbatten decided to partition India and partition Muslim areas in Punjab and Bengal instead of transferring the whole state. But yeah, there was a strange thing. The boundary line, actually, the thing was that this plan was already drawn by Churchill at the time of just after the Second World War. He thought that the Muslim state will be very helpful to the British Empire after independence. In the background, the Churchill plan was there to partition. The thing went that far that the whole population of Sikhs, Hindus have to be vacated from West Punjab to East Punjab. And there was a big migration, and it is the largest migration happened in modern times, and a lot of riots, killing and rape happened. That sort of situation.
Now, after 70 years, what's...
it reminds me of that poetry. Main jigra karke vekh liya, tu toba karke vekh lehi, tenu bhi chain na aya hai, mainu bhi chain na aya hai. Lesson to every country in the modern world. There's no need to go to fight if you can solve your problem by peaceful means. But we don't learn from previous mistakes and go on making new mistakes.
Thank you, Mr. Sidhu, sharing your thoughts with us.
All right, thank you.